Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for a fifth term as Israeli PM, and women dominate this year's Booker International nominations. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Wednesday, April 10th. Benjamin Netanyahu appears set to be Israel's prime minister for a historic fifth term. With most votes counted after Tuesday's election, the PM's coalition looks to have a solid majority in parliament. Netanyahu's next task will be to build a governing coalition. That process could take weeks. Sudan's opposition says at least 20 people have been killed in the capital Khartoum in clashes between the army and pro-government forces. Thousands of demonstrators are staging a sit-in outside the defense ministry, calling for the military to back them. The latest protests against Bashir's 30-year rule began in December last year as an economic crisis got worse. Algeria's interim president, Abdelkader Ben Salah, says he's committed to organizing free elections. Abdelaziz Bouteflika stepped down last week after mass protests against his presidency and Algeria's entire political system. Ben Salah is considered an ally of the ex-president. His appointment has triggered further protests. The UN says a peace conference on Libya planned for next week is in jeopardy as fighting escalates for control of the capital Tripoli. The UN has been unable to halt the advance on Tripoli by Khalifa Haftar, a military commander based in the country's east. The conference, set for mid-April, was to pave the way for elections and the unification of the country's competing administrations. And finally, five of the six nominations for this year's Man Booker International Prize for Fiction have gone to women. They're led by Polish novelist Olga Tokarczuk, who won last year. The prize celebrates novels translated into English, and all of this year's translators were women. This year's authors on the shortlist are from Chile, Colombia, France, Germany, Oman, and Poland. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.